It's not us no more. What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Today, I want to talk about diamonds. Yeah, yesterday, I watched a documentary on Netflix about diamonds, about how they are made and their story. So this episode, I'm going to give you my opinion because I feel I need to do it. And it's like a normal opinion. It's not going to be like a super whoa because I don't want to make a big deal about this. And it's a big deal in some ways because diamonds are expensive as fuck. First of all, diamonds can be put on anything. We know that. Can be put on rings, necklaces, like crowns, earrings, watches, cars, underwear. I don't know if you remember Victoria's Secret. They put fucking diamonds on underwear, like bags, cell phones. I've seen it on tea. And I don't know why people do it that because it's weird. But people can do whatever they want with their money. So, I don't care. But at the same time, it's like, wow. Even a rapper put a diamond on his forehead. But literally, anything that can be, like, covered is, like, covered, like, with diamonds. Like, people just don't care. Everything that shines, shines. It's cool. I personally like jewelry. Jewelry. That's just a fucking word that it's impossible to say it right. But I like what sparkles, what shines. I think like everyone does because it's pretty. It's cool. It's, I don't know. Personally, if I had the access, because right now I can buy like a diamond. Or have like it is a in a ring, earrings, or a necklace, I wouldn't buy it. Because don't get me wrong, I love the way diamonds look. I love the comparison between diamonds and a coal. But they are expensive as fuck. Like literally, a real diamond, it's one of the most expensive things I ever seen. Like, or things that are covered with like gold, like cars and phones. Like, why do you need that? Why? I think someone, I don't know who, but someone had like a toilet and a cover of fucking gold. And that's like, okay, you can do it that because it's your money. I like the look of certain like necklaces, like earrings, some rings, but the real ones are like too expensive. I prefer a glass ring 1,000 times because they are like some people put like glass and other stuff. I don't know how that works really, but they are like a fake diamonds, but they look like super real. They're super pretty. But yeah, I don't care if it's a real diamond or it's a fake diamond. I just care if it looks pretty because there are some people like take like really seriously have that type of necklaces, that type of rings, and it's real, okay? It is real. And it's like, I don't care if it looks pretty, I buy it. If it's don't, I don't. But actually, it needs to do a lot with price because if something is really, 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 really expensive, I said like, no, it isn't that pretty. We have seen like diamonds everywhere since we were kids and we are very related to them. We look at them a lot in the movies. An example is Titanic, the necklaces that was called like the heart of the sea, I think. But today I feel that I need to give my opinion about all these because they look serious things personally. Personally, I do not want this kind of things. I will not buy diamonds or things with diamonds or things that are super expensive. Like, first, because they are very expensive. Okay, we know that. We know that's my point. They are expensive as fuck. But second is, I will need a bodyguard to take care of me in my house, actually, because oh my god, bring that kind of things with you. It is like putting a target on your back. At any time, you can be robbed, kidnapped, or killed because people don't give a fuck about you. They just care about the diamond and sell them to take money. But yeah, I feel that with those amounts of money, you can buy many more things and better things for less money. You can buy a fake diamond. and I like it. And I am not trying to say, oh, don't buy real diamonds, but buy fake diamonds. I'm talking about me. And I'm talking about, I know it's a fake diamond, because there are some people that sell like diamonds and they say, oh, it's real, but they are not. I need to know that it's fake. What struck me most about this documentary was they talking about the phrase, diamonds are a girl's best friend. And that phrase, it was used to sell more diamonds, and it worked. I see it like so cool how people do that type of things. Because that phrase is iconic, like literally iconic. And with that, they start to selling more diamonds. It's like, wow, people literally can, you can, if you have that talent of can sell everything and make iconic things, it's amazing. I think that phrase was for a song, but that song was also for, I remember seeing a TikToker or a YouTube video about that phrase, that it wasn't original of that, of the phrase, it wasn't like diamonds are girls' best friends. It was like for boys, but then in the 80s, I think, I am not sure about this. I am not, okay? But that phrase was changed because other song, and people start putting like diamonds are girls' best friend for something of Marilyn Monroe or things like that. But yeah, I like it. And actually, Harley Quinn in her movie, you know, we see diamonds in everywhere. The other point I wanted to talk about this is diamond wedding rings. Of course, they are beautiful. Like, and more than like buying a diamond, you are buying like a moment, a memory. You are like forming a tradition. A diamond in a relationship means a lot, and all this is thanks to that damn fucking marketing, which I'm deeply in love with, because marketing is able to make you love and want the stupidest things in this world. But that's how marketing works, that's how the world in capitalism works. But I don't want to talk about how the world works, because at this moment I want to adapt to how the world works instead of critics, because I don't have like a solid criticism yet. But yeah, it's hard. It is hard. It's like hard as my English, because I want to, you understand me. And right now I feel I'm having like a lot of problems of pronunciation, but I'm trying my best. Always. But personally, I feel that I don't need to follow like any traditions or form like anything, since I don't have any family tradition about like passing on any jewelry to my son. Actually, I don't have a son, but yeah, you know what I mean, or my daughter, anything like that. But I don't want to form any traditions, like, either, because I don't want to create it. Like, let's imagine this. I buy a diamond or a diamond ring, okay? And then let's imagine I have, like, a son, and he gets married, and I give him my ring to give him to his future wife. And now let's imagine this scenario. Let's imagine that they get divorced, because that happens. It's like the 20s. These things, it's so common. And so you need to expect that that can happen. And now, and let's imagine that they get divorced, and my son ex-wife keeps the diamond for her. And no, because it was for me and for my family. But yeah, that can happen. Or let's imagine that they sell it. Okay, that is so freaking like horrible, because you spend a lot of your money on a diamond to try to create a new like tradition, and those bitches sell it. Yeah, like, don't care about your money, about how much time you work it for trying to do a new tradition. They sell it. Or can be robbed, actually, because if I want to form a tradition, most people try to put a lot of money on them. So everything can happen. So nope. I am not going to start a legacy or a tradition. No, all my evil genes are full of depression end up with me. No. So this is a messenger to my future love of my life who wants to propose to me. If I really love you, I won't need any jewelry. Maybe something that is symbolic of your love, of our love, not just your, but our love. But I don't need to, like, something very expensive. And I don't want to do it, like, either. Like, I don't want to want something. And if there is something I have learned from watching the, like, oh my god, how much, like, 105th chapters of The Walking Dead 3 times, and also watching Fear the Walking Dead, are they are like 5 or 6 seasons, is that in the end nothing matters. Diamonds only cost because we say they cost, but they don't really. And because if the end of the world is tomorrow, it is very, like, difficult to save you. And actually, you can buy other things that can protect you more than a fucking diamond. And because in the end, what matters is more like love. Because love is one thing is going to keep you alive. Mm-hmm. Remember that. If you care more about a diamond than the love of that relationship, oh my god, you're screwed up, because it will probably end up divorce, like cheating, and more dark moments than beautiful ones. I felt that in a relationship, not only diamonds matter, but love is not enough either, because to feel like peace and like tranquility and to be able to worry about other things, you need to have certain standard of life. You need to buy like your peace. And I don't want to say that the money buys love, but money is necessary to be happy. Without money, I was not happy. But you don't need to be like a rich people, like millionaire, to be happy. It is very broad topic, but yeah. I am not going to talk about how the money buys happiness and love, because we can spend a lot of time talking about how it is true, but money can buy happiness and love, but at the same time, we can spend like a lot of time saying like, no, it doesn't, and yeah, so no, you can. We have been listening this conversation and talking about that for so many times, so no, I am not going to do it right now. And in conclusion, if you are in love, if you are the love of my life, believe me, I will not care about how big a diamond I have in my hand. Be careful if I take it too much importance, because if I do, oh god, I don't love you, because no, probably no. But yeah, guys, this was all for this episode. I love you. See you in the next episode. And I don't know if you remember the last episode, I said something about manifesting something. So in this episode, I manifest for you money. Because you need to have money to be happy. So in this episode, I manifest money for you. And yeah, good vibes too. And be happy. And yeah, see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.